An astrophysicist who you've probably heard of predicts the end of human civilization is approaching and claims that this world is not our home. So a Christian astrophysicist, Hugh Ross, you're probably familiar with him, or at least have heard his name. He has warned believers that the end of human civilization is fast approaching. Hugh Ross believes that we will shortly enter the next ice age, the fulfillment of Jesus Christ's Great Commission, and ultimately the end of the world. In the third installment of his series, The End of Civilization as We Know It, with a question mark at the end, because apparently he's not sure, but Ross claims that humans may be able to delay the ice age for a period of time, but they will not be able to prevent it from happening. Though his careful analysis of ice age, or through his careful analysis of ice age cycles, Ross concludes that the next ice age should have started 5,000 years ago, but that the emission of atmospheric carbon has delayed its arrival. And carbon is emitted largely through the domestication of cattle, deforestation, the use of fossil fuels, that kind of stuff. I don't know if you can really trace that back 5,000 years, though, at least not all of it. But he believes that this human activity has caused Earth to warm and the effects of the next ice age to be lessened. He says, quote, "I am not saying it is infeasible for humanity to find a way to delay the onset of the next ice age by 1 or 2 millennia. Nuclear fusion reactors, for example, conceivably could provide a means to desalinate huge quantities of ocean water. However, to cite another biblical principle and a famous Christian hymn, this world is not our home," end quote, he writes. Now, Ross is urging Christians to take up the call of the Great Commission and spread the gospel throughout the world as the next ice age approaches. And sure, good advice. I don't know about the ice age part, but Great Commission, that's good. He says, quote, "To be clear, I am not saying that because it appears the Great Commission can be fulfilled within a few decades, that we can ignore the climate problems we currently face. Many Christians, including myself, believe that the Bible teaches a literal reign of Jesus Christ here on planet Earth for a 1,000-year period following the completion of the Great Commission," end quote. Now, the Canadian Christian apologist and old Earth creationist said that we should be grateful to live in a period of such climatic stability. Indeed, he warns it could be much worse, but Ross believes that God has generously granted us an extremely beneficial ice age cycle and with brief period of extreme climate stability within that cycle so that we could not only enjoy a brief period of unprecedented wealth and technology, but also, far more importantly, to use that wealth and technology to fulfill an eternal spiritual destiny. So that's in his own words. The astrophysicist holds firm to his belief that Earth is billions of years old, but also posits a belief that living beings did not come into earthly existence by natural forces, but instead by the hand of God. He rejects the young Earth creationist view, which asserts that the Earth is less than 10,000 years old. And he also disagrees with the assertion that God created the Earth in 24 period days, but instead believes that each of the 6 days in which Genesis 1 specifies that God was fashioning the planet refers to much longer periods of time. In a 2005 article for evidenceforchristianity.org, Hugh Ross explained his position on the length of time it took God to create the world. He said, quote, "Most Bible scholars and scientists too would agree that a correct and literal interpretation of the creation day is one that takes into account definitions, context, grammar, and relevant passages from other parts of Scripture. A careful analysis of all these elements yields many reasons for interpreting the creation days of Genesis as long periods of time. In the case of the creation days, long periods of time in which various life forms were introduced in increasing abundance and complexity are indeed discernible and significant for validating the supernatural accuracy of the writer's statements. If all creation were completed in 6 24-hour days, however, even the most sophisticated measuring techniques available would be totally capable of discerning the sequence of events, and thus a major purpose of the chronologue would be thwarted." Okay, so I don't know personally, I don't know how to feel about Hugh Ross. I mean, I definitely believe he's a Christian. I definitely believe he is, for us Christians, he is our brother in Christ, and we should accept him as a brother in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to agree with all of his ideas or accept all of his premises. It doesn't mean that at all. He could be wrong on completely everything else. You know, who knows? But we do have to at least realize that he is our brother in Christ, and we're commanded by God to love each other. And actually, it says in Scripture, we can't love God unless we love each other. If we can't even get that right, there's no way we can know what love for God is even all about. So that part's incredibly important, and I want to bring that up because I'm sure people have very heated opinions about Hugh Ross's work. And that's fine. Have heated opinions about his work. Now, him as a person, unless you know him personally, you can only really take your opinion so far. And, you know, that should be left. But for those who would say, well, he's a false teacher, he's this or that, you know, there are many different ways to look at any one argument. And I would say, if you're going to say that he is teaching falsely, then you better be an expert on his point of view, preferably even more than he is, but at least as much as he is. You better be an expert on his point of view in order to know that it's wrong. You should know his point of view as well as you know your own. And I know I don't know his point of view that well. I would seriously doubt any random anonymous non-subscriber to this channel, YouTube commenter, would know his positions as well as he does. So until you can have that level of expertise, you should realize that your opinions are only your opinions. It's not objective fact, and continue the journey of learning. Now, that being said, we can share some opinions. My opinion is, I think that he's likely wrong on this. I don't think that we're headed towards another ice age, but again, I could very well be wrong on that. I don't have a deep understanding of the science, and I don't know if he is pulling something out of the Bible to support this, or if this is strictly science-based. I personally don't believe in overwhelming human human-made human-made problem with the climate warming up. I don't like a human related, like I don't believe we have a big responsibility in that. Again, I could be wrong. I'm willing to be proved wrong. And I'm willing to hear out evidence on the other side. I think that's good. And we should be doing that. But from what I have researched into it, I don't believe that 97% of climate scientists agree, or no, it's not climate science. It's 97% of scientists agree that the Earth is warming up and we are the major cause of it. That is actually not true. I did a video on that on Into the Multiverse that you can check out. It was, I think it's episode 101, 101, if you want to check that out, if I remember right. But I am, as always, curious to know what you guys think about this. I would love to hear your opinions below. Just leave me a comment, and I'd love to check them out. That would be great.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.